Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Is guilt eating you up? Maybe you have fallen, you have failed, you have sinned, you cheated someone, you acted out of selfishness, you said something out of anger, and now you regret saying it, but the damage has been done. You know, all sorts of things have happened in your life and you feel guilty. You know you've made a mistake. My friend, if you are in this situation, please listen. There are two things I need to tell you. Number one, thank God that you feel guilty. I'm serious. You say, Brother Bo, no, I hate it. I just hate myself. I don't like myself. You know, I know I did something wrong. Exactly. Thank God that you feel guilty. Believe me, the worst thing that can happen to a human being is to lose his ability to feel guilty. And there are people like that. Hitler killed 6 million Jews and did not feel guilty. There may be corrupt politicians. You know, after stealing money from the coffers of the government, they do not feel an iota of guilt whatsoever. You don't want to be that person. If you feel guilty, then that means your conscience is working. Bravo. Praise God. So, this is what you do. When you feel guilty, do not let your guilt eat you up. Instead, respond to the guilt by going to the Lord, by running to God and asking forgiveness. There is only one solution to guilt, and that is the radical, eternal, forever forgiveness of God for you, that He forgives you, He wants to forgive you, and guess what? He will keep on doing that until you change. In our gospel for today, we have Peter with Jesus. And, you know, this is that moment where Peter knew that he sinned. He denied Jesus 3 times. This is what Jesus does. 3 times also, he asks him, "Do you love me?" 3 times he fell, and 3 times Jesus invites Peter, "You come and love me again. Love me anew. Return to me. Return to a relationship. Follow me again. Feed my lambs. Do what I tell you to do. I know you've fallen, but stand up again." This is the forgiveness of God. It will always come. 3 times he fell, 3 times forgiveness came. This is Jesus. And if you have fallen, and if guilt is eating you up, stand up again. Jesus says, "Love me again. Follow me again. You fell again. You follow me again." That's it. The love of God is forever. The love of God is eternal. The love of God will not give up on you. This is the message of Jesus to you. Come, love the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, thank you. I love you and I want to love you, and I have fallen and I need your forgiveness. Forgive me, Lord, from all my sins. Wash me, purify me, change me, transform me. Let me stand up again so that I can follow you forever. I receive your love and I know you do not give up on me and you will never give up on me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Friend, do you feel fear in your heart right now that your money is stuck? It's not growing. Your needs are growing, but your money is not and will not be enough to meet your needs. There is a solution. It doesn't have to be that way. How? Come and join our seminar. There is a seminar that's happening near you. Click the link below. Make it happen. It's your turn. Start growing in financial abundance. Click that link and I'll see you there.